Welcome, and thank you for investing your time and your energy in this program to learn how to start your own business. In this lesson and in the lessons ahead, you're going to learn everything you need to know to start, build, manage, or turn around any business. You're going to learn how to get into the game and win in the game. Now, fully 80% of all products and services in common use will be new or different within 5 years. That means 80% of the products and services that are being used today will be changed. And this means that there are unlimited opportunities for entrepreneurs to enter into the market with ideas for products and services that people want and need and are willing to pay for. You just have to learn how to do it. So begin by asking this question. Is there anything that you are doing that, knowing what you now know, you wouldn't get into again if you had to do it over? Imagine that you had no limitations of time, money, experience, or resources. If you could do or be anything you want in your business life, what would you choose to do or be? Well, there are several different ways to identify new product and service activities, and they start by clearing your mind and imagine you're starting over as if you had the whole wide world ahead of you. Number one, in getting into the game, start with yourself. Begin with your own talents, your own abilities, your own experience, your own knowledge, your interest, your background, and education. Look within your own life and work for your acres of diamonds. Now, there's a famous story called Acres of Diamonds that I want to tell you for a second. Many years ago, a farmer sold his farm and went off into Africa looking for diamonds. And he exhausted his resources, and he finally despaired, and he threw himself in the ocean and drowned. Meanwhile, back on his farm, the new farmer was digging out in the farm one day, and he found a rock that threw off light in an amazing way. And it turned out to be a great diamond. And as he looked, he began to find more and more. He found the entire farm was covered with acres of diamonds. Now, this is the story told by Russell Conwell many years ago that changed the lives of so many thousands of people. The point is this, is that within your own life, within your own skills, you have acres of diamonds as well. Right under your own feet, in your own experience and knowledge and education and interest, may be the diamonds that you are looking for. They may not be in a distant company or a distant industry. They might be right where you are right now. So that's where you begin to look. So what qualities do you have that account for your greatest successes in life so far? What skills, what abilities, what have you been able to do easily and well that may have been difficult for other people that has accounted for most of your successes and most of your great achievements and satisfactions? That's often an indicator of what you should be doing in the future. Now, if you're already in business, what are the core competencies of your business today? Every business starts built around core competencies, which are critical skills or abilities that one or more individuals have that enable them to produce or acquire a product and bring it to the market in a profitable way. What are your core competencies? That's a very good indicator of what you should be doing in the future. Here's one of the great rules, is never get into anything that you don't really enjoy, on the one hand, but that you don't have the ability to do really, really well, on the other. Instead of looking at a product or service just because it's profitable, look at a product or service that sort of grabs you, that's something that you're excited about, something that you feel that is a natural extension of your past experience and your abilities. That is the product or service of the future for you. Now, most business fortunes begin when an individual sees a customer need that is not being satisfied, and they begin to say, how can I bring that product or service to the market? Is there a great business opportunity staring you in the face today? Now, the second part of getting into the game is to ask the question, what can you get excited about? You know, entrepreneurs have special characteristics, but one is that usually they are very passionate about what they're doing. They're very determined. They're very excited about what they're doing because they're selling a product or a service. They're performing an activity that they really enjoy and that they do well and that they feel makes a difference in the lives of other people. So look for a product or service about which you can become enthusiastic. You will always be most successful doing something or marketing something that you really like and care about. What we have found in every business, large or small,